Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So here we are again with two interesting questions. Our first question is from someone who manages a very productive and overly energetic employee.
Mm-hmm.
And our second question comes from a young professional who's been told that her hard work intimidates others.
Are they related?
They are totally related.
I hear a theme.
I relate to the second question a lot. And this all came from, I'm not going to say what company they came from.
Yes.
But anyway, let's just get going. Logan, what's our first question?
I have an employee who I recruited from another department 1 year ago because I liked his enthusiasm. Every project I give him, he completes in record time. He's got a lot of energy, a great attitude, and a finger in every pot. It's clear that this person is on an accelerated career path. I'm actually worried that I don't have challenging enough projects to keep him engaged. Do you have any advice about keeping up with an enthusiastic, ambitious employee?
Yeah, it's such a good question. I think you can only keep this kind of person for as long as they're, you know, until they're bored.
If you love him, let him go.
That's right. That's exactly right, Catherine. See, she was going to make it into a dating situation, right?
Probably.
No, I was thinking more like the movie of years and years ago, Born Free. You know, like if you have this stellar employee, he needs to soar. Or she, if it were she needs to soar.
See, I think if you try to keep this person by holding them, you know, like loving them too much, like trying to hold on to them, then they really run.
Yes.
But anybody who is on an accelerated career path, there's nothing you can do about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have them for as long as you have them and make sure that when they leave, you're on good terms and stay in touch because you may want, they may hire you.
They may hire you at some point.
Exactly.
They're gonna go somewhere. But there's really not much more you can do about it. You cannot hold this person back.
No, and it can be actually intimidating to have this kind of person working for you because you may feel, you can sort of sense the disappointment, you know, if you can't give them something challenging enough to do. But I was thinking, because I know in our consulting and executive coaching, we've come across this kind of employee a number of times. And very often the company will invest in their development in some way.
Right, and then they get resentful when they leave.
But they could have them speak at a conference or be part of an important task force, do something.
Right.
It's not going to delay too much their exit probably, but it would keep them engaged and visible, which is very important to this kind of a person.
Yeah, for the time period that you have them, you should open up doors for them and let them explore and take on projects that they hadn't, you know, you may not have thought of.
Right.
We call them the star employees. Whenever
That's
we
right.
go into a company, go, oh, wow, you've got 3 stars here. This is amazing. and stars don't usually stay very long.
Not they more than, what, 2 to 4 years or so?
Something like that. They get what they need.
Yeah.
And then they move on. And it's not that's not your fault.
Right, exactly.
Nothing
I was gonna say
personal.
The same thing. The boss probably doesn't want to hear
right.
But they have to hear this kind of stuff.
Well, it's true. It feels personal, I think, when they exit. When they walk in and smile and say, I just got a much better job at another company. Great working with you. You know, it doesn't feel good necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's why you have to know it to begin with. You have to understand that this person is accelerated. They're going to move really fast.
Yeah.
And really, you're a resume builder for them.
Right.
Most likely. They most likely are going to be their own boss one day.
Yeah. So fasten your seatbelt and enjoy the ride.
Appreciate them for the time that you have them and let them go. They're ready to go. Don't overlove them. Can't do that. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
Hi, welcome back. What's question number two, Logan?
I've been working at an established company for 2 years, and my boss's boss recently sat me down and told me that I'm working too hard. Apparently, my hard work and positive attitude are intimidating to some of my colleagues. This is confusing to me as I pride myself on the relationships I've made on the job, as well as my productivity. What do I do with this information?
This actually happened to me.
Yes, Kathy, tell us.
This happened to me very early in my career.
What happened?
I just was very, enthusiastic. I really liked the job.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a million friends. I was doing very well, and I was approached by my boss's boss
mm-hmm.
and told me that I was intimidating people, that I worked too hard.
Uh-huh.
And to sort of back down. And I took it as a compliment. I was out of there not long after that.
You being a star.
Right, being a star. I got what I was going to get.
Yeah.
And that was, all that company really could give me in terms of helping me grow. I wasn't interested in coasting.
Right.
And a lot of the people that worked there were coasting.
Coasters.
They had their lives, they had their kids, they, work was just work for them. But it wasn't work for me, it was more than that.
Yeah,
I really wanted to build something. So I know how this feels. And basically what they're saying is, don't work so hard. They're actually telling you to coast, right?
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Well, they're telling, that's right. They're also telling you about the culture
of
the company, right? Which is the culture. It's an established company. It's probably a certain size. It probably has very clearly defined kind of hierarchy levels of employment and promotion and such. And so if you are enthusiastic, either you need to be promoted elsewhere, go someplace else, or you have to dial it back because it's intimidating.
Right. I mean, what you can do, because you're going to get bored if you dial it back, but you can dial it back a little bit and then start planning your next move.
I was going to say you could dial it back and freshen up your resume.
Right. And start going on interviews, start figuring out what the next thing is. I mean, this company clearly likes this person because they're not letting them go.
Yeah.
Right. They're just saying, obviously they got some complaints or something. So just don't be so enthusiastic. And also there's probably not much they can give this person.
Right. Well, what I was going to say is if you are on the receiving end of this kind of feedback and you are early in your career, it can be very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't feel good to have that kind of a meeting because suddenly you're leaving the office or the cubicle of the person who just gave you this information and wondering who's finding you intimidating, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to that part of it, I would just say try unhooking. That's one of our techniques.
I didn't find that. So that's why I'm wondering if that's accurate. I don't know.
I know of a couple of people for whom this has happened where it was intimidating. Yeah, mostly just because they were very aware of the others around them. And they had a sense that some people felt competitive towards them.
Mm-hmm. Right. I was going to say it must kind of build up some resentment.
Yeah.
Maybe even some jealousy seeing that this person is really...
Right. When you get that information, you have a sense that there's someone who's not happy with the way you're shining.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing I do remember is I think some people thought I had more opportunities than others.
Yeah.
But it wasn't true. It was that I grabbed the opportunities. They were available to them.
Everybody,
also.
Yeah.
And I remember I wanted to get promoted, and I knew my boss got in very early, so I got in even earlier than him.
Yeah.
So that I was sitting in his office waiting for him. And no one really thought about that. No one else thought about doing something like that.
Yeah.
So they may feel that I got an opportunity before them, but no, I actually just got up earlier than them.
Right.
So I for some reason I was flattered when I was given that feedback. So I don't know. That's just, I think there's maybe people react differently to it.
Right. I think that's true. So I'm just speaking to those for whom this would be odd feedback and for whom it may feel a little uncomfortable. It isn't anything to feel bad about, obviously.
Right.
And it's also telling you more about it is probably time to move on and look for your next opportunity.
Right. Once you're caught like that, once somebody starts complaining,
yeah,
it's probably time to start moving on, which you were going to do anyway.
Yeah.
Just accelerate the acceleration.
You weren't going to hang out. Yeah, just, what is that?
Pedal to the metal.
Right. Well, that's it for today's show.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Tweet your stories and advice if you are an enthusiastic employee or you're managing one to AskK2. Review us on iTunes, and don't forget to send your questions and your stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.